This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, February 26th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. This week's shutdown countdown. Food deflation forecast reversed. And dairy margin coverage sign-up opens. USDA among agencies facing a possible shutdown. A partial shutdown of the government, including USDA, is looming as a possibility yet again as lawmakers struggle to agree on a deal to fund departments and agencies for the rest of the fiscal year that started October 1. There were hopes a fiscal 24 funding deal would be released over the weekend, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer informed senators in a letter yesterday that House Republicans need more time to sort themselves out. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana has been under heavy pressure from GOP hardliners to demand that any FY24 legislation include policy provisions that Democrats are resisting. By the way, Schumer warned a shutdown of USDA would, quote, threaten vital food support programs for women and children and block critical loans to American farmers, threatening increased food prices for all Americans. So the state of play is that under the latest continuing resolution, departments and agencies covered by the agriculture, energy, water, transportation, HUD, and military construction measures are funded through Friday. Departments and agencies covered by the remaining eight FY24 bills are funded through March 8. For more on this week's ag policy agenda, check out our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. USDA issues food deflation forecast. USDA economists have raised their forecast for food prices this year. The Economic Research Service had been predicting supermarket prices would fall 0.4% through 2024, but the new forecast is for inflation of 1.6%. That's still well under the increase for recent years and the 20-year historical rate of 2.7%. Some of the largest increases are expected in prices for sugar and sweets, up 5.3%, fats and oils up 4.6%, and beef prices are projected to increase 2.2%. Prices for dairy products are expected to be nearly flat with an increase of just 0.2%. Pork prices are projected down 0.5%. USDA opening dairy margin coverage enrollment. USDA has finally opened the dairy margin coverage program for 2024 enrollment. Sign-up has been delayed this year because of changes the department had to implement as a result of the Farm Bill extension enacted last November. The enrollment period will start Wednesday and run through April 29th. Coverage will be retroactive to January 1st, and payments could be going out as soon as March 4th. Revisions to the program will allow eligible dairy farmers to make a one-time modification to their production history. The program pays farmers when the difference between the average milk price and the average cost of feed drops below a certain amount. If 2023 taught us anything, it's that we honestly have no idea what will happen to the market in any given year, says FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ag shippers praise Federal Maritime Commission rule on billing reform. The Agriculture Transportation Coalition is applauding a final rule out Friday from the Federal Maritime Commission to reform detention and demurrage practices that the coalition said, quote, contributed to massive financial injury to U.S. shippers, from small Main Street businesses to the nation's very largest ag exporters and retailers. The rule clarifies who can be billed within what time frame and the process for disputing bills, the FMC said. Abusive practices, including billing, detention, and demurrage without informing the shipper what or when or where the detention demurrage occurred and waiting years to impose the charges, the coalition said. Klamath dams on their way down. One Klamath River dam is officially no more, and three more are on their way out. The 25-foot-tall Copco No. 2 was taken down last fall, and reservoirs next to the three others are slated for removal. Iron Gate, Copco 1, and J.C. Boyle have been drained in preparation for demolition later this year, that according to a press release from the Klamath River Renewal Corporation. Does it impact farmers? Well, kind of. The removal of the dams, which are operated only for electricity generation, should help improve fish habitat of the river, that according to Brian Johnson, the corporation's board chairman. If these habitat improvements can successfully increase fish numbers, farmers may see less of their water supplies diverted to preserve populations, they told members of the Family Farm Alliance at their annual conference in Reno. As for the other dams, former Washington Representative Doc Hastings commented on the agreement to undertake a series of ecological restoration measures and alternative power projects in the Pacific Northwest in anticipation of the potential breaching of Snake River dams. He told AgriPulse at the Family Farm Alliance conference in Reno, "If there's a new president, a different president than the one we have now, I have no doubt in my mind that those decisions would be reversed because they can be reversed by the executive branch." A ceremonial signing of the Columbia Basin Restoration Initiative took place at the White House Friday. You can read our coverage at AgriPulse.com. Lawmakers propose new grant programs for rural communities. Four lawmakers want to create two new grant programs, one to provide funding for child care, housing, and job training in rural communities, and the other to help rural leaders access technical assistance when applying for other programs. The Rural Partnership and Prosperity Act, introduced Friday by Representatives Andrea Salinas, a Democrat of Oregon, Dave Valadeo, a Republican of California, and Senators Bob Casey, a Pennsylvania Democrat, and Deb Fisher, a Nebraska Republican, aimed to help fill the persistent needs across rural communities for direct federal support for economic and community development activities, that according to a fact sheet from Salinas' office. The bill also proposes additional cross-agency coordination on rural programs and directs the leader of the Rural Partners Network to prioritize ease of access and federal programs for rural communities, focus on those in economic distress, and use, quote, early technical assistance to reduce duplicative applications and administration costs at the federal level. The bill has support from the National Association of Counties, the Rural Community Assistance Partnership, the National Councils of Farmer Cooperatives, the Farm Credit Council, and the National Rural Water Association, among others. Well, here's today's She Said It. One of the most frustrating things that happened when I was working in Washington is that you guys didn't sue me. That Karen Bud Phelan, the Trump-era deputy solicitor for wildlife and parks in the Department of the Interior, encouraging Western farmers to use lawsuits to push the agency to make Endangered Species Act decisions that are more favorable to them, in remarks at the Family Farm Alliance annual conference in Reno. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, February 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Daly.